guys, welcome to yet another episode of the Hangout with Chellos podcast. I have been fighting lethargy and tiredness, but I said I'll be back in May, so here I am. It's been good. It feels good to come back to the podcast, and this episode exists because my friend Shimu has been hounding me. For lack of a better word, has been hounding me. When is the podcast coming out? When is the podcast coming out? And I don't have any excuse any longer. So here I am showing up despite whatever I might feel, right? But yeah, that's not what we're here to talk about. Welcome if you're a first time person to the podcast. Welcome. A return to the podcast. Welcome back. I am super glad that you have stayed with me since 2020. I don't think I've ever celebrated the milestone on the podcast, but it's been 4 years. 4 years of putting out episode inconsistently, if I might add. But yeah, it's been 4 years of doing this, and I'm thankful. I went back today to listen to one of the very first episodes I did, and I'm like, I needed the message for that for today, and I just hope that in these 4 years I've been able to just share a glimmer of God's heart with each and every one of you and with myself as well. Yeah, that's it. So the title of today's episode is Can You Bribe God? Yeah, so let's dive in. I think if you ask anybody, it would be a very vehement no. God cannot be bribed. But then why do we try to bribe him if we know that he can't be bribed? I think we play some manipulation kind of game with God where we think because we've done ABC and we've done this and we've done that, we've given him this, we've given him money, we've given him our time and resources and talent, then he's mandated to do X, Y, Z for us as well. Most times, our relationship with God is purely transactional. If I give you this, you have to do this for me. So our giving is based off of the fact that we are always expecting something in return. Of course, the Word of God substantiates the fact that it is a giving that we receive. God loves a cheerful giver. Give and it's been given to you. A good measure put together, shaking over, will be added unto you. And God is true to his words. He doesn't contradict himself. His word is true. When he says all of those things, that he means every word that he says. But let's just go back a little bit. Just circle back with me. God loves a cheerful giver. And not giving that is premeditated on what you will receive. If I give God this, God is going to give me this. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So why did I think of this topic? I said I was going to come back to the podcast in May, and I was just thinking to myself, what am I going to do? What am I going to talk about? And I was going to talk about my struggles in working more closely with God, which I hopefully will still do. But 2 Sundays ago, I was in church, and I went to church early. Not too early, in my opinion. As the time I was leaving my house, it was maybe around 9:30, and mass is 9:45. Now, I don't live too far from the church, so I was just going to take a bike and just get to church in like 5 minutes, and I'll still be in time for the mass at 9:45. But we didn't take a bike, shall, because it wasn't a long walk. It's about 5 minutes walk or less, or maybe less than 10. And I was going with my cousin, and we were just like, let's walk, Jerry. We obviously can't see people walking on the road, meaning that mass hasn't dismissed. And we get to church, and I am blown away that it's just still communion that's happening. Announcement hasn't happened. All the additional collections have not been done. And I'm like, okay, let's just go and sit down in the parish office. So why we wait? And I go inside and I'm like, ah, why is the mass delayed? They're like, oh, they are doing launching. I'm like, okay. So, not a problem. And then she shows me this oil that is, I don't want to say reward, but it's like the thing you get for donating and all of that. And we get into mass. Our mass starts at 10:30. So mass was supposed to start at 9:45, started at 10:30, which is like 45 minutes later. And while at mass, everything was a bit rushed, or more rushed than, I don't know, I think rush is the word, but yeah, it was just rushed. So typically, on a Sunday mass, we would have a lot of singing. So rather than reciting the creed, the Kyrie, the Gloria, we would sing because it's a Sunday mass and it's more longer than the typical weekday mass. But we had to like rush everything because time had been fast then, so we had to recite all of those things. And after the homily, the launching started. And the priest just went on talking about miracles and things that had happened from his ministry, people whose lives had been touched, just in a way to get people to donate. Of course, if you give to God, God will give back to you. Again, I totally believe that in giving, you receive, right? And I sat at the front pew. That's very unlike me. I have a favorite seat, but that Sunday we just sat at the front pew, me, my cousin, and my sister. And I was just thinking to myself, what is all of this? Miracles are faith boosters, and I like to remind myself of everything God has done for me in my life as a testimony, as a testament that God can do much more than my mind can conceive, much more than my mind can comprehend. And of course, when you hear the testimonies and faithfulness of God in other people's lives, it is a sign that it just helps you to know that there's nothing you bring to God that is impossible for Him to do. He can do so much more. But where I draw the line is where these miracles and these testimonies are being said in church as a means to push your feelings, to press buttons and just get you to act. As a means to push you into giving. And also my sister and cousin would be like, ah, you're not going to give. And then I said, no, I'm not giving. I'm not going to stand up from my seat and give. They have been making this announcement for donations for the longest time. Probably like 3 weeks running, they have been making this announcement and called to donate, to donate, to donate. And all of these people have refused. And on this Sunday where they come and say, if you do this, God is going to give you this. He's going to do this in your life. If you do that, God is going to give you 1,000 more than you give. This oil is a miraculous oil. People have used this and they have done this and they have done that. And this has happened to them and all of these things. And then you see a throng of people coming out to donate. And I'm like, no, God cannot be deceived. God cannot be manipulated. God cannot be bribed. If you want to give, you will give from the goodness of your heart. You will give because you know that what you're giving to is for a good purpose. You will know that God will bless you in your giving. You will not wait until you're being cajoled or until someone tells you that there's this amazing thing that's going to happen to you. And one miracle is going to come out of your giving. Don't come and ask me if I contribute to my own ship, but I'm just saying. And it got me thinking, who exactly do we think God is? Some genie that will just rub his belly and rub his head and he'll just do as we have said. And it brings me to the topic of prayer. What exactly is prayer supposed to do? Are prayers a means to manipulate God into acting? Are our tithes, our offerings, our donations become a means to manipulate God? Is our presence in the house of God only but a showmanship? I don't know. I don't even know what I set out to do. I just asked God to give me the words. I was in church and I said, God, I was going to do this podcast and you have to give me the words to speak because I'm not writing anything down. I'm just going to talk. But I think we need to go back and ask ourselves very salient questions. Have my tithes and offerings become a bribe to God? is my presence in God's house only because there is something to be gotten? You know how you hear all those people who go abroad, they stop going to church or they stop believing in God as much as they used to believe in Him. And that's because the things they pray for, the things they want, the things they desire are no longer out of touch. So the things that we continually pray for here in Nigeria, good roads, good leaders, land, water, jobs, good health system, all of these things that continue to bring us before God's presence are now readily available abroad. So basically, I think I'm just asking myself and hoping that you ask yourself these questions too. What exactly are your offerings to God for? Why exactly do you come before God? Is it because of who He is or because of what you hope to gain from Him? Of course, prayers are a way to obtain things from God, but there has to be more. I'm constantly praying for healing at this point, almost on a daily basis, but I'm just saying that there has to be more. Prayer is meant to transform us from the inside as well. And that more is where we have to get to at this point of our lives. There has to be more. More than just the need for material things. More than just the I need this, I need this, I need this. We're constantly needing one thing or the other. There just has to be more. And I really hope that we find that more. And this is not meant to be a very long podcast, just to bring to our awareness that God cannot be bribed. God cannot be manipulated into acting. God is God all by Himself. The Eucharistic prayer says, "For although you have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving is itself your gift, since our praises add nothing to your greatness, but profits us for salvation through Christ our Lord." Nothing you do changes or adds to who God is. So don't think you're coming to God's presence and all your relationship with Him is just going to be transactional. Give me this, I'll give you this. If you give me this, I'll give you this. While I'm giving you this, you have to give me this in return. Guys, myself inclusive, let's do better this year. We have to do a whole lot better when it comes to serving God, when it comes to the way we worship Him. We have to do a whole lot better. And I really hope and I pray that we will get to what that better looks like. Alright guys, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your time. I really appreciate that you just pop up here and listen to all I have to say. Until I come your way next time, let's see if we can put out another podcast in May. But until I come your way, remain blessed and just let's do better. I keep saying let's do better, but really let's do better. I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.